This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
John, I said there's something I'm doing to pass the time before football season kicks off, and it is, I don't know if you'd make fun of it, if it's from like a previous...
If I can, I will.
Yeah, it's from a previous era. I don't know if people are still doing this anymore. Came in the mail yesterday.
Oh, is it your that magazine that you were talking about yesterday?
The Journal of Sexual Health or something?
Yeah. Yeah, you got your newest edition?
No.
Who's on the cover? What's on the cover? Please enlighten us.
No, but it is borderline erotic, John. It is Athlon's college football preview. I got Phil Steele on the docket. It's coming in the mail later this month. I don't know if people still do this, but I am still that guy who wants to flip through the pages, look through the team previews, even though they're not perfect anymore in the era of the portal. I still like it.
I like the hard copy as well. I'm all about the hard copy. The only one I do is the Phil Steele, and I'm always curious how it shows up, because it shows up in its own package, right? And it's gone are the days where magazines just get the printed label on front. And then it comes in the, pages are a little bit ruffled because it got bent or stuck or something in the mail. This one came and it's pristine. I got the Midwest cover because it has Colston Loveland on it. Mm-hmm. Kids are big Colston Loveland fans. So I am all about the college football preview issues in hard copy. The reason I only do Phil Steele and I don't do Athlon's, if I'm stuck at the grocery store in the checkout line and there's somebody in the self-checkout that's got 100 different items, I'm sitting there waiting for them, all of a sudden I will pick one up and flip through it, see where, what's going on, what their evaluation of different teams are, but I always put it back. Phil Steele is the one, to me, it's the one that's released the latest, has the most information up to date regarding right now. And I don't care about the 5-year trends. He's got a ton of information in there. But what matters to me at this point is, where in the hell are these players? And he has the most up to date, because he does release it last, of where everybody has landed in the transfer portal, and maybe not a full write up of what it means to their current team. But he does have the latest and greatest edition of, and he will be the one that releases updates to his magazine. You won't get it in the hard copy, but you'll get it in the digital copy.
Yeah, I think you could argue because of the portal that these are a relic, but I would argue because there's so much movement, and a lot of that movement does happen before the summer, you do want to get updated on where these guys are at. I know you can Google it, but to put it all in one easy place. Yeah. I'm still a sucker for the college football preseason magazines.
Right. Plus, there's a name with it, right? There's a face with it. I know Phil. Phil's a great guy. He puts in a ton of work. And he's joined me on the In the Trenches podcast before. He's a very personable guy. And I do like the updates that eventually come down the road.